Welcome to the Become Limitless Podcast, Season 4.
Welcome back to this week's episode. This week's episode, we're going to talk about how to handle stress better and how to even reduce stress in your life. So, there's two different ways we can look at stress, obviously, and why is this important to be able to manage or reduce your stress that you've got in your life. So, it's really important that we look at these kind of things because there are so many different stress-related illnesses like depression, addiction, anxiety, hypertension, reduction in your immune system. So it's such a compounding effect. The longer you feel that stressed, and I know a lot of people say, I get it in meditation to reduce your stress, all these kind of things that can happen in the background. But let's look at why we want to reduce that stress and why some types of stress. And that's what we're going to do, the analysis. So we're going to try and do it every episode. To be honest, I'm going to try and incorporate an analysis type of things. And we're going to stop the episode. You can look at what you want to do, how your life is being affected that way. Looking at how much stress do I exert in my body? How much stress is good stress? How much stress is the stress that's going to be over a chronic long term and is not good for me? So it's really important that we look at those different types of stresses and how some stresses, again, are beneficial and how some stresses are going to lead to those depression, addiction, anxiety, hypertension, reduction in your immune system's ability to fight off or even to function effectively. So this episode, we're going to go into those things. We're going to go, and the reason why I wanted to go into all this stuff is because it's on the rise. Like, people are so stressed, like they really put themselves through so much unnecessary stress as well. Like, there's a lot of things that you can't avoid. There's going to be stressful situations that just arise. It's just how it is. And if those things happen, you know, I'm going to give you some strategies and tactics to build your tolerance to stress, build your tolerance to be able to deal with those stressful things and have them not affect you as much, because your body, your mind is well conditioned to handle those situations. But then you got the stress that's that chronic, over there, constantly attacking you, constantly in the back of your head, constantly dripping that cortisol, where cortisol by itself and used in the right functions in the correct ways is really good for you. It's really beneficial. It's very important for your body's functions in regards to sleep, your mental clarity, your body's energy levels. So many different things cortisol is good for. But if it's misused, which is what happens, and we find that we just constantly got the cortisol dripping into the system, it does start to have negative effects on the body. So that's what we're going to look at: short-term exposure, long-term exposure. The short-term exposures, like, so for myself, going through my seniors again, trying to pump that out, and it's short-term exposure to stress. That's what I'm doing myself. I'm stressing myself in those situations to become, obviously, a better firefighter and to get to that next level of being able to run fire trucks and be able to run jobs. That's really important. And then that can kind of stress, and that short-term stress, as long as I don't take it home and I don't sit there and stress about it, or I go shift on shift and I'm stressing about it constantly, then that short-term stress is actually good, because that allows me to heighten my brain wave function, to focus better, to really bring the energy level to what I need to do. And it's a healthy level of stress, as an example. And that's short term, because I'm going to be going to the exam and then I'll be able to get that done in a couple of weeks and hopefully pass that exam, and then that stress should just dissipate and I shouldn't have to put myself through that stressful situations anymore. And also does exactly very similar to what exercise does as well, is in a situation where I might be in charge of the fire trucks and we go to a structure fire or a hazardous chemical incident, I'm going to be ready for that level of stress. I've trained my body to adapt and be able to deal with that stressful situation. Just like when we go to the gym, we go to exercise, we go to swimming, we do whatever type of exercise we look like. That's a level of stress on the body. It's a physical stress. My training for my firefighting is more of a mental and a physical stress. I'll stress my body as well as I stress my body physically, mentally as well. So there's lots of different types of stress that we can look at. Physical stress is really important to the body. Again, we can overdo that. If you continually do it over and over and over again, there's going to be negative results. But majority of the time, when you're doing that exercise and you're doing it over and over and over again, in the right quantities, in the right amounts, giving yourself plenty of rest to recover, that stress is actually building you and creating more resilience in your body. Same thing we can do with the mental side of things. We can do the short-term exposure to stress in the mental side of things that can make us stronger and create more resilience in the mind as well. That's why I do harder things. That's why in the morning routine there's a cold shower. That's the hard stuff. It's that mental stress. That's not a physical stress. That's a mental stress. The body can deal with the cold. It does that. It'll naturally do that without you having to worry about it. That's the brain, you telling yourself, I need to stop. I need to expose myself to this stress, and I need to take a breath, and I need to control that reaction, my brain's reaction to what's actually happening. And that builds up that resilience, and that's that short-term exposure to it, both mental and physical. So it's a long-term exposure of, say, your bosses a pain, your co-workers just really being a pain, sorry about the airplane going over, and then you can't really get away from that stress, and they are dictating the stress to you. So I see the stresses that start to hurt you more are the ones that you feel like you can't control when they create the stress in you. So there's something outside of you, an environment, a person, a situation that creates stress inside you and you don't have control over it. Where you control the amount of stress that you put yourself through, like, so for myself, the training, exercise, those kind of things, ice bath, you are in control of the stress. You are putting yourself into those stressful situations. You're in control of the situation itself. The problem that we have is when these long-term exposure happens, when you don't feel like you're in control of when this is happening. You don't feel like you're in control when the stressful situations happen. These people rock up, these people come at you, and they don't allow you to be in control. You start to stress, and then it feels like it gets out of hand, and it starts to snowball. So let's talk of strategies that we can talk about now in regards to how we can try to manage and mitigate. So let's go to this analysis. We're going to look at ourselves. Once I've gone over this little topic here, I want you to stop the podcast and I want you to start taking write a list of stressful situations that you come across, be good or bad. Okay, I want you to write them all down. So say you do have a bad coworker or a boss, say you have an ex-husband or an ex-wife, say you've got a kid that's being a real pain in the backside, like really struggling, like, to deal with their behavioral issues, whatever it may be, whatever situations that you do have control over and what you don't have control over, write them all down. And then we're going to do exactly that. We're going to break them into things that you can control and you can't control, situations you can and can't control. And then we're going to try and create strategies for both columns, strategies for the stuff you can control and how you can create your mindset around that. And then after we've finished this little break, like, stop when you go to write all this analysis down for yourself, and all the stuff you can't control and how we can create strategies again to help us work through that stuff, work through the parts we can't control, and how can we create more resilience, how can we be better to show up when these things happen, that we don't have it overwhelm us. So right now, stop the podcast and let's do an analysis of those situations that you have, the things that are happening, the persons, the people, situations, circumstances, the environments that create that stress in your life. Okay, so hopefully you've got a good list now of things that you've come up with that you can control, stressful situations you can control, and stressful situations you can't control. So let's go over the one that's probably the most important one, is the ones that you feel like you have no control over. Now, it's really important that we start to look at these situations that are happening, and if you feel like you're not in control of a situation and it's stressing you out, what can you control inside that situation? So say it's a boss, say it's a person, say it's your husband, say it's your ex-husband, wife, whatever the case may be, your child, okay, the kid, the person, whoever it is, the situation, they are doing their thing. I can't control how they're acting, how they're reacting, and how they're doing. What can I control? And this comes into meditation, mindfulness, being in the present moment, where we create that ability to stop and, okay, what can I do? What can't I do here? I can't control the actions of the other person. I can't control the actions of the situation. I can't control what's happening there, but I can control my response. I can control the level of stress that I feel in regards to or in relation to what's happening. So I can meditate. I can start to picture myself doing things, putting myself in those situations and separating my mind, separating my body, separating me from the situation and becoming very present in the moment in regards to how we deal with certain people, certain things, certain situations that we don't have any control over. So for me, doing my seniors, my assessments there, there's a lot of things that I can't control. They're going to throw stuff at me that makes me stressful. So I've got to be able to take a breath, which is a big one, a big, big one. So my number one would be, if you're meditating, you're doing all those things, how do I get into that state? How do I start to pull myself out? Then stop and take a breath. If you feel like you're getting overwhelmed, you feel like you're getting stressed because of these situations, stop and take a breath. As soon as you stop and take a breath, you quiet your mind down, you remove yourself from the situation to a certain degree without having to remove yourself physically. You remove yourself mentally. You then go, okay, what do I need to do? What can I control? What can't I control? What are my steps I need to take here? How can I, like, say it's an escalation at work and there's a colleague and they're not listening, or they're not doing, or something, they're doing something wrong by you that's creating that situation. What can I do? What can I control? What can I step through here? How can I make this go away? How can I stop the? Can I just ignore this whole situation and just have it just water off a duck's back? Because there's a lot of people out there that have this magic ability to have this water off a duck's back. If someone says something, does something wrong to them, and it's like, eh, don't care. That's powerful. That's so, so very powerful. You can come up with that. There's a certain level where that becomes detrimental, because you want to be able to have the ability to be motivated by certain situations where that might start to hinder that. You might lose the ability to have that energy to move you, motivate you to do things. But it's in essence, it's very important to be able to go, okay, don't care. You can say what you want. You can do what you want. I don't care. I'm going to do me. I'm going to look after myself. And that's as good as I can be. As long as I'm looking after myself and making sure I'm feeling good, that's all that matters. So we got to meditate, take that breath, be mindful, be in the present moment, and really control how you react to a circumstance, situation, the environment, the person, the people that are in your life that would be causing you stress that you have no control over them. Then we need to stop and take a breath and create the control in ourselves, which is much easier said right now than done, okay? Much easier said. It's something that you learn, you practice over and over, because we're so good at reacting. Like, I look at my little kids and they're just so good at reacting. As soon as I do something, it's like, whoa, you're the problem. And they get angry, they get frustrated, they get happy, whatever it is. But they utilize the person, the situation, the circumstance, the environment to create that feeling inside themselves. And then they can't understand how that doesn't, that they are in control there, that they choose to do that. They don't see that at all. So that's what we want to try and get across. We're going to be in control of how I feel in regards to the situation. It's still up to me to dictate how I feel. If I feel stressed because of that, it's because I chose to. I chose to allow that to do that. You have power. You have complete control over these situations in yourself. What's happening in front of you can be out of your control. But what you do and how you react is completely in your control. And as soon as you start to work on that and start to take that breath, you will feel crazy powerful and you'll be able to smash out the day and you'll feel more in control. And that becomes a snowball effect of, like, if I'm in control completely, then I'm good. And there's another way of doing it too. Like, so there's situations that just happen, and then there's situations that we are in that we kind of choose to put ourselves in, that we, you know, we possibly could remove it. We don't have to put ourselves in a position of putting ourselves through that stressful situation. If we don't need to, don't do it. Definitely my job, I know that there's, like, incidents we go to that are very stressful, that if I can step back, there's enough people helping, I don't need to be involved in it. I can take myself out of that stressful situation, and I don't need to expose myself to it. I can be resilient and be all over that mentally. I can take my breath. I can be all over it. But if I can avoid that altogether, why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I? Because it takes effort. It takes energy. It takes a lot of willpower to be able to do that stuff. And you've only got so much energy, willpower throughout the day to deal with these kind of things. And when you run out, you'll find yourself just going, oh, and then we'll have to recharge. It's another whole other topic. So if you can, try and remove yourself from that situation, or try and remove the situation, or don't even get anywhere near it entirely. Okay? Now let's get to stuff That's stressful situations that you're in control of, and normally the beneficial ones. So the ones we just talked about are the ones that are going to start to get on top of you. The start one starts to really hinder your health, hinder your mental health, hinder your physical health, and you're going to have trouble with life. You have trouble in life. You're going to start to struggle with family and friends and relationships and all that kind of stuff. That's going to start to snowball. These other ones, these stressful situations that you can control, are the deliberate ones, like exercise, deliberate stresses. And that goes both ways. So we can utilize these deliberate ways to create the resilience in your brain that allows you to be more in control when the stressful the situations that come up that aren't in your control. So exercise, cold showers, ice baths, whatever other thing you can create, environment you can create to give you that stressful situation that you feel like you can stop at any point. You are doing it to yourself right now, and you are controlling it. So it's really important that those things there, that gives you that level of control and that ability to really feel like you can push yourself to where you need to go. Push yourself, and you can even push yourself further than you think you can. Especially, I know with exercise, we don't push ourselves as far as we can. I know yesterday I did a nice little exercise with the lovely wife of mine, Kim, and I looked at myself and I think I could probably push myself a little bit harder on the bike. I could have made my heart rate go a little bit harder, and to really get that resilience, I can control that. I have complete control over how much physical stress I'm going to put on my body. And then there's obviously the metric of, do I want to put too much stress? How much stress went before I get injured? Like, there's lots of different things going in my head, but I could have pushed that a little bit harder in that exercise, I believe, to get the heart rate up, to get the greatest return on my time and my investment in that. So it's really, really, really important that we start to do these controllable, stressful situations periodically, so we're not overdoing it, so that our body creates resilience in our mind and our body. And then when we get these stressful situations that we don't have any control over, we have a level of resilience that you've built up. And we've also started to use our mechanisms before with our meditation, mindfulness, present moment, working on that stuff, removing that situation completely, creating that breath, bringing that breath, bringing yourself back and controlling yourself. Control what you can control. Don't worry about what you can't. It's really, really important. So let's go over a quick conclusion on this whole episode. Why is it important to be able to manage, reduce the stress that's in your life? Why is it important to know differentiate between the two different stresses that you can probably have, all the different stresses you can have, not two, just the many different stresses you can have. So whether there's a situation you can or can't control, look at what you can control. We got physical stress, mental stress, emotional stress. Those are the kind of stresses that we want to be able to identify. We want to be able to look at it quickly and fast and be able to and analyze those situations and what's happening in front of you and be very analytical. It's hard to be when you're emotional, especially with emotional stress, but be analytical as much as you possibly can to go, okay, this is what's happening to me. What steps do I need to take? Okay, take a big breath. What can I control? And then work through it. Because long-term exposure and continual exposure to those things is going to be detrimental. Short-term exposure is going to be beneficial. So we want to create stressful situations that we can control, and the ones you can't control, we want to be ready for. We want to have resilience by building up those things, by doing the controlled stressful situations, to build that mental resilience, to build the physical resilience, to build emotional resilience. And then we can go through meditation, mindfulness, present moment, removing the situation, taking a breath, all those things to assist you, to make you able to handle the stress, so we can be in control of ourselves and not have this massive list of illnesses and things that happen to people when they don't. They don't have control of stress. They're just letting it run wild, and their body's like depression, anxiety, addiction, like hypertension, like a reduction of your mids. Like, it's all really it's not good. It's stuff you don't want to be exposing yourself to, especially at young ages, like, and older ages. You just don't want to, if you don't have to, you don't want to be putting yourself in that into those illnesses. You don't want to be pushing yourself towards those things, especially when you have the, if you can use these tools, you can 100% smash it out and get control of how you react, get control of your resilience, be more resilient, be more mentally, physically, and emotionally resilient. And the more you are, the more control you are, the better you are going to be able to smash out your life and not get sick and not be ill. Like, it's really, it's crazy how amazing that our bodies work, that we can adapt, and our bodies are such a good adapters. We are very good at adapting, and that's what I need to take from, you need to take from this, is you might not be able to do it now, but with time and practice over a couple, even a month, you'll start to notice that you just don't find yourself feeling as stressed or fatigued at the end of the day. Like, oh gosh, that was a long day. Like, you won't feel like that. You'll be like, oh, I've got this. I can smash this day out. So it's really important that we start to work on these kind of things. And I felt like I needed to talk about this because it is on the rise, and there's more people getting exposed to it. There's more people getting sick. There's more people feeling like they can't, have no way out. They'll take the ultimate price and they'll take their life. Like, it's really nasty how nasty these things can be, and how incredibly powerful they can feel inside someone's mind. So if we can start to create resilience in our mind, emotionally, physically, and mentally, you'll really feel better in your life. And I know I do 100% when I do these things, and I do these things all the time to try and increase that level of resilience, that I have way more control over my life. So I hope you really got something out of this episode. That's the end of it, and that's it for this week.